I married Harold Jackson, who was in the military. He went overseas, and we then had an opportunity to go to Germany. Cynthia, my oldest, was going to finish school.
Okay, your children. How many children did you have?
I had two children.
And their names?
Cynthia Yvonne Jackson, now Anderson. And I had a son, Lyman Jackson. Cynthia was going to graduate while Harold was stationed in Germany. So I needed to support that. I'd been working all the time. When I went to American Express to apply for a job, it was German. They spoke German. And they call it, I think I'm saying it right, Swatsky, meaning a black person is here looking for a job. That was kind of a laugh. Miss Coltzer said, "What can you do?" She spoke English. But they talked about it. They spoke it in German. Finally, she said to come back. I could work in the bookkeeping with Mr. Erschlager, but I would have to be able to count the money. They had to have an interpreter because I had to take the money to the Dresnik Bank downtown, and I needed an interpreter so that I could make that transaction. Sometimes I felt a little intimidated because they spoke German. They would look at me. They would laugh. I heard them say Swatsk. When I talked to some others about it, they said that that meant that you're black. I would go home and I would discuss it with my husband. I said, "I'm so tired of that. I don't know what to do." I said, "But you know, I'm going to stay until Miss Coltzer tells me that I'm fired. That's what I'll do." So I stayed there up until coming home. And I've got a letter that I received from the bank, from American Express International Banking, thanking me for my services and what I did for them.
And the only black in that area.
Yes, the only black. They had never hired a black person before, and they thanked me for my service.
So, you know, maybe it was a good thing you couldn't understand German, because maybe they were being disrespectful to you as a black in German, and you didn't hear it.
Well, that's what some would tell me. But I worked for the American Youth Association. I gave time, spent time with that, helping with that program.
In Germany.
In Germany.